Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Oh boy, here's the D word again. Divorce. And is it possible to make your divorce stress-free? Or is that like impossible? What? Okay, you're shaking your head. Come on, Michelle.
No. I had a pretty stress-free divorce, but you know, it was already predetermined before we got married. So that's one thing. That's where the stress was. It was in the prenup.
Oh, we got a prenup thing going on. Well, before we get into the gritty details, here's that question. How do you make your divorce stress-free? We have Sunny Kohlhaas, who is a divorce lawyer, who's going to help us walk through this. Her ability to settle heated divorces and custody disputes has gained her respect from colleagues and judges within the Chicagoland legal community. So we want to bring her right on board. Sunny, welcome to Her Radio. Michelle and I want to get right to it. How do you find and hire the right lawyer for you? So many women ask that question.
Yes, and it is a personal choice. And it's important that you take the time to meet with at least three different attorneys, because whoever's going to guide you through the process, you're going to be speaking to on a near daily basis. And you just want to feel comfortable. So it's important to take the time and really look into things, not just go with the first lawyer that you get a name and a phone number for.
Yeah, that is so true. I did that in my case. So tell our listeners how, when you make the decision to get divorced, what are the advantages and strategies to be the first to file for divorce? Is there a strategy, and is it a race to file? How does that all work?
So a lot of people are very surprised to learn that there's virtually no advantage to filing first in a divorce case. Nearly every state in the United States has adopted some form of no-fault divorce.
Right.
And so being the first one to file, although it may in some cases give you some emotional feeling of control, from a legal standpoint, it's not going to affect your case at all. So really, you should do emotionally what works for you. If you're ready to file, there's no reason to wait. But if you're not ready to file, then there's no reason to feel pressure to race to the courthouse.
That's good to know, because I don't think most women would know that. So explain the importance of being honest and forthcoming with your attorney, because are we honest all the time?
Well, I think a lot of times...
Oh, that affair!
Oops! That money in that Swiss bank account. Oops!
Oh,
sorry.
That withdrawal and the canceling of the credit cards.
Well, and that's the thing. You're paying a lot of money to a legal representative to be your person who's going to argue fiercely for you in court. And I can't tell you how many times I'm standing there and we're in that sort of situation. Oh, that bank account. And it's unfortunate, because had I known, there's certain ways that we can slowly bring embarrassing facts to light. But if I'm not aware of those facts, then they're going to come out in a really ugly sort of way. So it's important to give the full picture to your attorney.
Full
disclosure. You know, speaking of ugly facts, how does adultery affect the divorce case? I think there's sort of like a, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you would ask that.
I'm not saying a word. Okay, I'm staying the heck out of this one. All right, so help us, Sunny. You know, does adultery mean anything? You find out someone's really been having an interesting time?
Great question. And in almost every single jurisdiction, adultery is not going to affect the disposition of the marital estate. So while you can still plead that your spouse having an affair is a good reason to end the marriage, it's not going to change how the assets are divided or how alimony is awarded. It can, in very limited circumstances, affect custody. But that's only if your affair is taking such hold over you that you're being neglectful as a parent.
Right.
But, you know, unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, the court isn't going to go too deep into who cheated first or what the nature of the affair is.
So let's talk about custody because you brought that up. If you have children, how do you prepare for a custody battle? Because how many times does that happen, right? The kids are, you know, put in the middle. And how can you negotiate an amicable custody agreement? Is that possible?
Sure. I think first and foremost, I got into this business with the doe-eyed hope that I could help people resolve their custody conflicts amicably. And so I think it's really important to use every effort that you can to work with your spouse and try to devise a plan where both of you are going to remain very active as parents, because that's truly going to be what's the most healthy for kids. Kids want both parents there.
Well, you know, when you're saying this about the children and back and forth, there's another issue that's an overlying issue that I think is incredibly important. And that is, you shouldn't expect to win your divorce case. Everyone is walking around with these words, win, I won custody, you know, there's that word again, you know, I beat the spouse in court, as you're talking about the children thing, it just comes to mind. Can you speak to that?
Sure. I think the most healthy way to view a divorce is the disassembly of a family unit. I mean, I know we all sort of rolled our eyes when Gwyneth Paltrow said that it was a uncoupling, but right. That's a much healthier view of looking at a divorce rather than screw him, I'm going to get back at him, he's never going to see his kids again. Unfortunately, that standpoint is not only going to deplete your assets because you're going to pay an attorney $300-$500 an hour to, you know, push forward a legal theory that isn't really fair, and two, you're delaying your own peace of mind. You're delaying your own recovery in the loss of your marriage. So I do think that it's best to just simply look at it. How can we split up in a way that works for our family?
And I think the expense part of it, right? The cost of a trial, which, you know, we can get into, but it's like how to avoid the courtroom, right? What are the alternatives for court that people may not know about? I know there's mediation. What's the best thing to do so you're not spending a fortune?
Sure. Any lawyer should at first try to see if there's a way to settle your case. 99% of divorce cases do end up settling, but unfortunately some of them look like they're going to go to trial for a lot longer than you would expect. So it's always best to sit down with your attorneys and see what do I want out of this, and try to speak to the other side, open those lines of communication, and see what you can and cannot agree upon. So that at a minimum, you're able to narrow the issues and see, okay, well, we know we want joint custody, but we're not sure about parenting time. And so maybe we'll need to see a judge about that. But I think opening the lines of communication and being solutions-based is the best way to approach the situation.
Got it.
You know, when you approach a divorce, generally speaking, how long a process are you really talking? On average, because obviously there's a spectrum, but, you know, are you talking, what, a year? Shorter, longer?
What typically takes the longest amount of time is the financial discovery, particularly in families where there's a lot of accounts or assets, and you need to exchange an enormous amount of statements and go through and see if there's been any foul play.
So it's basically paperwork that you've got to get through that accounting, which is very important. Well, listen,
exactly.
Sunny, I really, oh my gosh, Michelle, is she the best? So Sunny Kohlhaas is a divorce attorney who's helped us understand how to make your divorce stress-free. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
You can go to Sunny's website at www.sklawfirm.com. You're listening to her radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.